Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Jyothy Labs Q3 FY23 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bhuwania from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, everyone. This is Manoj Menon, representing ICICI Securities. It's a wonderful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, depending on the part of the world, you know, you're joining this call from. At ICICI, it's our absolute pleasure to host the 3Q FY23 results conference call of Jyothy Labs. The company is represented by Ms. M.R. Jyothy, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, the CFO. After the initial opening remarks, and the presentation by the management team, we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Thank you. Over to Sanjay, please.
Hi, thank you, Manoj, and very good afternoon to all of you, and we welcome you to the conference call of Jyothy Labs. We'll be discussing our performance for the quarter ended December 31st, 2022 with all of you. As Manoj said, we'll follow it with a Q&A after the opening remarks. Friends, overall a decent quarter. We have been continuously focusing on execution, and as you may have already seen our results, we have reported a healthy revenue growth of 13.7% and an EBITDA grew by 37.9%. On a two-year and as well as on a three-year CAGR basis, our revenues have grown by 13.3% and 13.4% respectively. A good double-digit growth for last few quarters. If you look at the volume growth for the quarter was 2.1%. Each of our categories have grown by double digit except HI. If we analyze our business ex HI, our value growth is 16.7% and a volume growth of 3.9%. Overall, decent set of numbers. On business front, we continue to see the headwinds of input price inflation, and therefore in this environment, our focus remains to focus on the top-line growth with balancing the margins. Lower unit packs continue to gain acceptance and are selling strong in the rural markets. We continue to focus on our potential of rural India and accelerate our overall growth through distribution drives, category penetration strategy, digitization and premiumization. Both urban and rural continues to do well. The rural demand has been impacted more due to inflation issues, and they are more cautious than the urban consumers. However, given the strong potential, we continue to focus on our rural franchise and the numbers have been encouraging. With regards to the specific commentary on channel performances, there's a stable growth across all channels now, and that's also being aided by our expanded distribution platform. Our constant endeavor is to fulfill the consumer needs and consistently gain market share across brand categories, which is helping us in building scale and growth for the future. Regarding our different business categories, the demand for detergent, dishwash and personal care category is stable. For HI, which is Q3 is one of the smaller quarters, our sales got impacted due to seasonal trends in our core markets of North and East of India and industry issues of illegal incense sticks. On margin front, there's been a sequential improvement in margins. A few of the raw material prices have softened, but some of the key inputs, like you have your LABSA and soda ash, the prices have still remained high and which is keeping pressure on margins. However, as we see, the EBITDA margin for us for this quarter is 13.8%. There is a sequential improvement by 160 basis points. At September quarter, we were at 12.2%. Also last year same time, our EBITDA margin was 11.3%, so there's an improvement of 250 basis points. Overall, a positive trend. More from the housekeeping, I mean, from the small breakup. On the other income side, it includes 9.5 crores pertaining to sale of land during this quarter. We move on to the key category performances. Fabric care is doing well with 26% growth this quarter. Our lead brands Ujala and Henko have been doing a good growth. As you know, both in Ujala and Henko, we have forayed into liquid detergents. That's doing well. And our geography extension of Ujala Crisp and Shine is also doing well. Similarly, on the mid-price detergent brands, Mr. White and More Light, they have witnessed good demand, and like the earlier quarters, the momentum continues there. So overall, a good performance in the fabric care. Similarly, in the dishwash category, both Exo and Pril continue to do well. We see both large packs in urban consumers and smaller packs in rural India, rural markets offering good value to the superior value to the consumers. So both doing well, and we continue to invest in both the brands of Exo and Pril, and which has accelerated the growth on a pan-India basis. This quarter, on Exo bar, our pan-India market share has reached now at 14%, so that's very encouraging. On the HI segment, the coil category itself degrew by 12% for us. Sorry, not for us, but the coil category degrew by 12%. And for us, as I earlier said, Q3 is a smaller quarter, and our market shares we have been holding our market shares well. So we remain positive on this category, and we are hopeful that the next year onwards, things are more positive for this category as well. Finally, on personal care, which is primarily our Margo-based franchise, a neem-based Margo franchise, that's also delivered a double-digit growth. So that's doing well. So in summary, we'll continue to focus on volume-led growth, what we have been focusing in the past, and drive towards gaining market share for all our brands. Going forward, with the union budget around the corner, we are optimistic that will offer more avenues for consumption to increase. And we believe that volume will gradually grow from here on. And sequentially, we should see improvement in margins, and we'll continue to focus on our journey to deliver a revenue double-digit growth. So with this, I finish my opening remarks. We're happy to answer any questions or clarifications you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gaurav Jogani from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on the good set of numbers. So my first question is with regards to the fabricate segment. You know, that has continued to grow well, about 20% over the past, 2 to 3 quarters. So if you can help us break this between what could be kind of a volume growth that you are seeing and what could be the pricing growth here. And, going ahead, as the price emphasizes, how do you see the growth being driven in the segment?
Yeah, so Gaurav, thank you for your question. Broadly, fabric care, we have seen double-digit volume growth, and the balance is on the price. And, we are in this fabric care with multiple brands and having brands at different price points. Overall, we see good traction for us, and from numbers perspective, definitely should have a double-digit growth in fabric care in the next few quarters as well.
Sure, thank you, sir. So the next question is with regards to the depreciation expense. So if you see on a standalone basis, the depreciation expense is actually half, even on a 9-month basis, and even for the quarter as well. And you know, even we are seeing some decline on the consolidated basis also. So if you can help us out, you know, how we can build in the depreciation expenses going ahead, any guidance on this will be helpful.
No, so Gaurav, that's if you look at the consol, the numbers or the depreciation and amortization expense broadly remains the same or in line with the business. On standalone, in previous years, we used to have a trademark which got amortized and which did not have any impact on the consolidated numbers.
Sure. So basically, you know, the run rate that we have seen, could we see the similar trends in the quarters going ahead as well?
Yeah, on the consolidated basis, that's right. And even the quarter what we have for the standalone, what we have on December, it will be the same trend going forward as well.
Sure. And so just last final question from my end. On the raw material side, you know, while you highlighted that, you know, the naphtha and soda ash, both of them continue to remain inflationary, but most of the other RMs, you know, have seen significant decline on a YTD basis. And you know, this is also seen on your QOQ margin improvement as well. So going ahead, do you still believe there is further scope of margin expansion given that the raw material prices remains where they are today?
Yeah, so we expect there should be, you know, assuming that the raw material prices remain where they are today and the softening continues, yes, definitely there should be sequential improvement in the margins. But we cannot quantify at this point of time.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thanks, Varun.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phones at this time. The next question is from the line of Nesar Parikh from Native Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Can you please give a split between your channels, especially GT, MT, and what has been the growth this quarter in both of them?
So both the categories have been doing well, general trade and modern trade. We had all these challenges during the COVID time, but as we speak, both of them are doing well.
What would be the split?
So broadly, we have around 80% of our business is general trade and the balance is institutional business, which is modern trade, e-commerce, CSB and others.
Okay, got it. And my second question is on, on the personal care portfolio and strategically, you know, are we looking at, enhancing it or adding more brands to it or increasing it? Because as of now, obviously, it is a small portion of our portfolio, but it is a big proportion in the market in terms of, share. So what is our thoughts and strategy on the personal care portfolio?
Yeah, so we'll be growing the personal care portfolio. As of now, we have few plans for the future. Right now, we'll not be able to comment on that. But yes, plans are there. And we'll be growing each of that segment which we have.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And just one last question is on the fabric care margins, right? Can you just comment on the price increase? What was the price, if there was any price increase in this quarter and anything that, you know, we'll see in future and how would that flow into margins, please? Thank you.
So for this quarter, we haven't taken any meaningful prices across the brands. And going forward, it will depend on lot will depend on how the competitive intensity is there and how the raw material prices are there. And then accordingly, we'll have to take a call.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from Aviral Jain from Singular Gov. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Sanjay. Could you comment on the market share or how's the performance in premium detergent side, especially Henko? Are you growing ahead of category on both volume and pricing terms? That's one. And the second is Ujala IDD. There were plans to take it outside Kerala, more into Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. So how is that panning out?
So we've been doing really well on Henko and both Ujala IDD. Ujala IDD right now is in Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. West Bengal that way is at a very nascent stage, while we have increased our market shares in Ujala IDD in Kerala. While Henko as a premium listing, has we have seen volume and value growths as well. We have also launched the liquid detergents in both these under both these brands, and they are also initially, I mean, the feedback has been very good and has been doing well.
If I ask differently, is it growing ahead of your overall category growth, or that's an unfair question to ask, I know?
Yeah, liquids are, because it has been, I mean, we have launched it since last one and a half years. So if you see comparatively, the market is also growing, the category is growing, and we are also, you know, growing along with that. And powders, while both the powders, yeah, compared to category, internally, yes, we are growing.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sachin Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jyoti and Sanjay. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. My question is largely on distribution. Basically, if you can give more qualitative color on how last couple of years it has helped you expanding distribution, and second, how you see distribution footprint accelerating going forward in next couple of years from here on.
Yeah, Sachin, hi. So, you know, as you know, we touch around 1 million retail outlets on a direct basis, and our Jala fabric whitener is available in 3 million outlets. So we have a decent distribution footprint across India. Now, there are ways and means in which, you know, you will do your expansion of distribution on a more cost-effective basis, because you are anyway there across India with a fairly good footprint. So our focus is more on improving or increasing the productivity of that distribution, what we currently have, and obviously using technology and other means to get there. So I think that's what our philosophy has been. And... and yeah, I mean, the increasing with the increasing outlets focus on increasing the outlets or adding more outlets to this 1 million retail outlets has been our focus, and making more productive beats and increasing the productivity or calls from those beats. I think that's more our focus on the distribution side of it.
So productivity would also mean that you may be more aggressive in new launches.
It means selling. So if they are, if one particular sales guy is selling say 2 lines or 3 lines, it's basically increasing more SKUs and more. So the same retail outlet will have more more of our SKUs. We have a lot of brands, so you know, there is a scope of growth in every SKU that way. So. Yeah, so if your average is around 3, the intent is to, you know, go to 4 or 5, you know, like that. Depends on each geography.
And what kind of direct reach you want to take it to the next couple of years, distribution reach, from 1 billion to, what is the aspiration?
So, Sachin, obviously there are internal ambitions. And as I said, 1 million today is a decent number for us from the turnover what we are doing. And we don't want to put a number, but we want, as I said, want to make it more cost effective and increasing the productivity from the existing network.
So that would also mean, Sanjay, maybe double digit growth, maybe we can assume a structural growth of double digit looking at the kind of work you've done on distribution and productivity. So what kind of growth you guys are building in?
Yeah, so with the current challenges and everything, what we are seeing, I think we definitely will target to have a double digit growth.
Sure.
Thank you, Sachin.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from InCred. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Within the fabric care segment, what would be the contribution of mid-price brands like Mr. White and Molite now as compared to pre-COVID levels, sir?
Sorry, could you just repeat your question?
Yeah, so within the fabric care segment, what would be the contribution or let's say salience of mid-price brands like Mr. White and Molite now compared to pre-COVID levels?
So, don't want to say pre-COVID level, but both of them have been growing well. So both Molite and Mr. White were there as part of our portfolio earlier also. And as we speak now, yes, they are growing on a lower base at a faster growth. So higher double digit is what we are seeing both in Molite and Mr. White.
Okay. Are we focusing these brands in any particular markets or particular geography?
No, it's more on a pan-India distributed brands.
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Nesar Parikh from Native Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. You know, last time you had given the numbers, I think North and West was around 30% of revenues, which for the industry would be upwards of 50%. So I just wanted to understand what is the growth for the North and West region? Is it higher than the, you know, the, for the company overall? Is that doing better? And secondly, what are we doing to kind of bulk up distribution there so that we can go faster where, you know, we are underrepresented?
Yes, I said we are seeing a good growth across India, whether it is south or north or west. There are certain pockets of strength what we have in south in some brands, and in some brands we are strong in north and west as well. So it will depend on the strategy for that particular brand. And as you know, we have four categories and within that also multiple brands in which we are operating. So it depends on each year to year where the focus of the marketing and the management team have. Both North and West, yes, it gives us a lot more opportunity for us. And as time passes by, our distribution becomes much stronger across India and these markets as well. We'll see a growth in across India. So it's nothing specific that we'll only focus on North and West. We have some pockets of strength in East, some brands, and some very strong brands are there in South. And rather than losing them, we'll rather capitalize on our strength there.
But just on the distribution side, you know, because obviously West and North are big markets and some of your competition obviously very big there, you know, in terms of either the team strength or something, if you can give any numbers or metrics, are we doing anything different? Are we trying to ensure that, you know, the market share that we have is obviously much lower than the market share we have in South and East? So how do we kind of, you know, increase our market share in those regions?
So we've been consistently investing on our brands, and again, it's hard work, it's distribution that finally will also help. So both brand building and distribution will go hand in hand, and that's the strategy, you know, common strategy. But yes, it's pretty lot of hard work, and that will keep continuing. And from where we were to where we are now, we've been growing in all these geographies.
Okay, well, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Karan Bhuvania from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening, sir. So in HI category, can you highlight what is the salience of the liquid vapors as of date today? Because we have been focusing on the macro liquid vaporizers for some time now. So what has been the trajectory in the improvement in the mix, and you know, what is the path to profitability in that particular segment if you can answer to that?
Yeah, Karan, so we have spoken in the past about some of the seasonal issues we have seen in North and East, which are our core market. And things are improving, and therefore going forward, you know, this quarter is going to be an important season for us. And what we are also seeing some, illegal incense sticks impact on the coil sector, coil category. So but going forward, yes, as you said, our focus is more to on the liquid side of it, which is around 35% of our portfolio. So we would rather focus on expanding that. And the good thing is, as we speak, our market shares are holding up. So we will wait for this quarter, how the season behaves. And we are hopeful that we will see a turnaround in this category as well.
Thank you for that answer. Secondly, you have been highlighting that that LUPs have been selling good in rural. So as we have focused more on LUPs, have we launched any pitch packs to cater to the rural consumers, and anything specifically you're doing in rural markets to drive faster growth?
Yeah, so LUPs have been growing for us in double digits, and so if you see with the current situation, that's where it is for that makes sense for consumers, especially in the rural. So both our 5 and 10 rupee packs have been doing well. We've also introduced, like you said, the bridge pack at 20 rupees, since many of the other MRPs have gone up. The 20 rupee pack has also come in most segments. And we are seeing pretty much good impact there as well.
Will you be able to share what is the contribution of the LEPs now to your portfolio?
See, at a portfolio for the company, overall, these 5 to 10 rupees and the LUPs account for around 30-35% of our total business.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi team, two quick ones. One on the insecticides category. While I heard the seasonality comment, but as we look at the long term trajectory for you and as well as for the other player, is it fair to say that is it just not the seasonality? Is there something else is also playing out? Because as I recall, during COVID times there was this regaining of share from incense sticks, and post that we're not really heard about what's really happening to incense sticks, etc. Is there something underlying which is actually playing out apart from just the seasonality at a category level? And being the one of the large players, definitely in one of the parts of India, it definitely has sort of a tailwind stroke headwind for you, right?
See, during COVID, like you said, yes, we did see good growth happen in this category. It was also the impact of COVID. I would say people wanted to avoid going to hospitals or things like that. So that kind of thing we did see. People were the use of hand washes, sanitizers, all of these healthcare segments did grow well. And the incense sticks and all those illegal manufacturers definitely going out there and keeping their brands obviously didn't impact us more then. Now that things have cleared and all have come back, yes, that's one category. The illegal incense sticks has been growing. So one is that, and then the seasonal impact that has actually impacted. Both of these have impacted the entire category.
Understood. Secondly, top down, when I look at the next, let's say, 3, 5, 7 years, for Jyoti Labs, if you could call out, let's say, what could be those 3 or 4, incremental drivers. For example, when I look at it today, it's probably less appreciated that, dishwashers, for example, is the largest category for you, which was the result of, let's say, a lot of painstaking effort you have done much earlier. Secondly, currently it's a mid-segment detergent, basically extending the brand to other markets, etc. So if you could talk about things like, let's say, liquid detergent, what are you finding in terms of consumer behavior, and more importantly, acceptance of your brands, which is a premiumization driver for you. Secondly, with some more granular color in terms of the ramp-up plans for Crisp & Shine, or any other things, which are the 3-4 things which could potentially be those big drivers of incremental growth for you. Thank you.
Yeah, so for us, our post-wash, so if you see fabric care, our post-wash, our detergents, and the newly launched liquid detergents, all of them have been doing well. Crisp and Shine, it's a category where it requires a lot of education, so we will be going each one by one each market. It won't be an all-India thing all of a sudden. There are these post-wash using markets, especially in that category, and we would want to go and invest behind and educate consumers on that. But we've seen good growth post-COVID. That was one which had got impacted. Both the post-washes had got impacted, and now they are coming back and have almost come back. So we are seeing good, we'll be seeing good growth happen there. In the liquid detergents, yes, we see that shift happening from, with the consumers, the categories are growing in very high double digits. So, and obviously when a trusted brand launches, and obviously the mix is working for us, the price, the quality of the offering is also working for us. So that also coupled with the category growing, that is going to give us that kind of growth in the coming future. And in detergents as powders, we have brands at every segment, the premium, the mid segment, and the mass segment. And in times like this, the lower end also has grown. So if you see for us, all of these brands have been firing this year. In fact, last few quarters it has been doing well, and all of these will be contributing to the overall growth.
Thank you so much, and good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shreyans J from Swan Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand, sir, if I look at your gross margins QOQ, we've seen quite a lot of improvement there. I'm looking at your standalone numbers. So just wanted to understand, in spite of the revenue degrowth QOQ, we've seen strong improvement in gross margins. And you also mentioned that LUPs are selling more. So just wanted to understand, is it only because of RM, or do you think a product mix change has also led to this improvement in gross margin?
So Shreyans, it's primarily because of the softening of the raw materials, which aids us in the gross margin. And in the past, as we know, the margin decline had happened primarily because of the raw material prices going sharply up. So as things are moderating out, we've got that benefit in the gross margin levels. And the price increases which we have taken in the past is also helping us in that. So multiple factors which getting us back to our earlier gross margin levels of so we are still mid path in that process, and hopefully in future we should be back to our earlier margin profile of EBITDA margin profile of 15-16%.
So yeah, I just wanted to check back on that. Earlier we used to do about 15-16 odd levels of EBITDA margin. So what do you think strategy-wise would you guys have to do to get back, or do you think the current run rate and the way we're doing our business and the things that we're doing on the ground will help us, to get to those margins eventually in a year or two? How do you guys look at this?
Yeah, so if you see how, sequentially things have been improving, so we hope that the same trajectory will continue, and which would be a mix of, softening of raw material prices, some of the price increases which we have taken. So I think all of these things put together in times to come, we should be back to our earlier margin profile.
Okay, and sir, just fundamentally wanted to understand what is actually happening in the fabric care segment, because I think you've grown well. Another competitor has done really well in this kind of a segment. So we've seen demand softness across the board, but this is one category where we are not seeing softness. So just fundamentally wanted to understand, is there anything that's happening underneath, that we're not being able to understand? What is the plan?
Yeah, so we'll speak about us and the thing is, like I said in the earlier this thing also, that for us the post-wash, so fabric care is the post-wash, the main wash, and the newly launched liquid detergents, and we've seen, and the thing is, we are there at each and every price point that's there, price segment that's there in the market, and all of them have been doing well, you know, also coupled with the distribution reach and all of that. So that's about it. In that, we've been investing on these brands as well, and we have also gained market share. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, and just last bit, just wanted to understand your market share numbers. When I look at Ujala Supreme market share numbers, we are at 83.6 versus 84.1 in the March quarter. So anything to look into there? 50 bits we've lost market share here, and in home insecticides also I think we've lost about 50 bits of market share. So
no, so I would say that rather that we've been maintaining 50 bits here and there doesn't make a huge this thing in our category. We are by far the market leaders in the post-wash, you know, segment, and yeah, there's no concern as such.
All right, that helps. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, and we appreciate you all asking us questions and having a good discussion. We look forward for your comments and any questions you have. Please reach out to us as well as to ISEC team, and look forward to meeting with all of you as and when any questions you have. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.